The debate over the border wall has been about everything from funding to immigration to the environment. And a new report from the Washington Post reveals it's also about a remote military bombing range in the very southeast of our state. The Barry M. Goldwater Range abuts the border near Yuma and the Cabeza Prieta National Wildlife Refuge. And the training ground is intended to be the future site of a 31-mile border barrier to be built with military funds. Paul Soni reported the story and spoke more about it with our co-host, Lauren Gilger.
Yeah, so the Barry M. Goldwater Bombing Range is a military installation. It's about 1.7 million acres. It's run partly by the Marine Corps and partly by the Air Force. And pilots come there to train, to learn how to drop bombs, drop ordnance out of their fighter jets, out of their helicopters. There are targets, very different types of targets all across the range. And it's regularly used by the military to teach younger pilots and just keep up training with other pilots on how to strike targets.
So now this has been kind of thrown into this debate over the border wall. Why is that?
Well, 37 miles of the Barry M. Goldwater bombing range, which is actually a very small part, it's a very vast territory, abut the border with Mexico. So on the Marine Corps side of the range, there's 37 miles where the range abuts the border. And as a result, this has sort of placed the range in this situation where Washington wants to build, actually, there's already a barrier there, but wants to build a wall along that part of the range that abuts the border. It's not a military installation that gets a lot of attention, mm-hmm. but now there's a lot of attention on it because of this project.
Right. So there already is a barrier there and they want to build an additional one. Tell us what is the 37-mile barrier like that's there now? Is this already, quote unquote, a wall or is it sort of a metal fence of some kind?
Yes, yeah, so there's 37 miles that abuts the border, and 33 miles of that right now has what's called a metal mesh fence. That was installed there during the George W. Bush administration, and it's a pretty high fence, but it's one that actually can be dug under because there's not a concrete footing. Mm. So in an instance, for example, in January, a fence down the way, a similar type of fence, a group of 376 migrants actually passed into the United States underneath that fence.
Right.
So what this project envisions, and it hasn't been funded yet, but this project envisions building a second wall, this project envisions building a second barrier, mm-hmm. in this case a wall, a steel bollard wall, 150 feet behind the existing barrier that's already there. And that would stretch for 31 miles. And the remaining 6 miles, there's mountains there. So mm-hmm. the Pentagon doesn't feel like they need an additional barrier.
And how much would this proposed barrier cost?
So the proposed cost for the barrier, but also for a road and lighting in the area is $450 million. And this has obviously raised eyebrows in Congress mm-hmm. for people who, you know, especially Democratic lawmakers, who think that it's unnecessary, in part because there's already a fence there.
So former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis had said that this is a safety consideration, right? That, like, on behalf of the migrants who might cross into this, you don't want them crossing into a bombing range. Is that a problem? Like, has this happened before where migrants have crossed into this area and been in danger in some way?
So migrants have often crossed into this area. There are instances in which migrants have crossed in and died, actually. It's hard to know the numbers, but fairly regularly there are migrants crossing into the area. But you know, no instances that are known, according to local officials, range officials, and border agents, of any migrants being bombed by the military or hurt by some of the unexploded ordnance that might be on the territory. And when I was on the range speaking with the range director for the Air Force side, he said it's not completely impossible. Theoretically, it could happen, but the risk is very low. Mm-hmm. And actually, the number of people that the Air Force is seeing coming over onto its side of the range, it has diminished significantly in recent years.
And you also report that migrant activists have said that this will not only fail to stop people from coming across the border building this additional barrier, but it might put them in further danger. What's their argument there?
Well, one of the reasons that people are skeptical of this project is because there isn't actually a barrier really to speak of anywhere else around the range. So, as you know, in the area, there's this portion of the the bombing range that abuts the border. And then right next to that is the Cabeza Prieta, a wildlife refuge. And right next to that is Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument. And those two national parks, they only have what's called a vehicle barrier. So it's basically a fence that you can hop right over, separating them from the border with Mexico. And then those two parks are also contiguous to the bombing range. So if a migrant is to enter over one of those vehicle barriers into the Cabeza Prieta or into the Oregon Pipe National Monument, then they can cross and go into the bombing range. There's no barrier separating the bombing range from those territories.
Right. Like they're not putting a fence or a border of any kind around the entire range.
Exactly. And the there are pieces of land contiguous to the range that abut the border that also don't have a wall.
Yeah. So you mentioned that this has been met with some skepticism in Congress among lawmakers. What are they saying?
So initially, the context for this is that this was the initial attempt, essentially, by the Trump administration to use Pentagon funds for any sort of wall on the border.
Right.
So the proposal for this barrier came well before the president declared a national emergency in mid-February, well before the discussion about using military construction funds without congressional approval for construction of the wall or using counter-drug funds. So what this was seen as by critics was the Trump administration putting its toe in the water to see if there was any possible way to use Pentagon money in the services of building the wall. So the critics are sort of claiming that this is a solution in search of a problem, that military money would be better spent on shoring up readiness, modernizing the force to combat China and Russia, and other more pressing priorities than building a second barrier to one that's already there.
Paul Soni is a national security reporter with The Washington Post. Paul, thank you for joining us to tell us about this.
Thanks for having me.